In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of the Black Effect and iHeart Radio.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players,
you know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
And we got a legend.
Let's respect the legend.
Everybody make some noise for Mike motherfucking Tyson. Hey! I'm going to be honest.
Well, thank you. I didn't expect you either.
No. I'm going to be honest, Mike. Mike, your transition has been the best transition I've ever seen in life.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
My brother, started off with a complete Drink Champs intro. Let's do it. Complete Drink Champs intro.
One of the baddest boxers, one of the baddest mans, one of the most improved people ever in life. A person that I look up to personally, because New York City, we got the best energy in the fucking world.
I agree.
I'm sorry if you're not from New York.
Is Miami in the building?
But if you from New York,
California,
you let it be known. You know.
It's a South
in the building. I watched every documentary. I watched every. This is the most exciting heavyweight champion ever.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Ever in existence.
Thank you.
And in case you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, we're talking about the one and only Iron Mike motherfucking Tyson. You know, recession proof. I want to thank you.
Thank you
for putting this together. For doing what you guys do. For continuing the success of Black entrepreneurship.
You know, passing it on, passing, teaching, educating.
But Tyson,
I had no idea I was going to come in and see so many beautiful Black people. I have question. I had no idea. I thought I was just here with some. I thought I was here to just intermingle with these guys and say some really crass stuff. And I see that I'm in front of a bunch of erudites and I have to conduct myself different, huh? Y'all don't want to hear my shit, do you? All right, so we're gonna be very nice, okay? At least I will attempt.
But this is recession proof. Mike, tell me about recession.
You
gotta realize that recession proof means that these are the people who survived when the people that didn't survive,
like Mike has survived.
Like Mike. So Mike, let's just be clear. This is Drink Champs. We real niggas. And we're gonna keep it straight to the point. The white boys bother you on the flight.
Oh shit.
Let's just keep it real, Mike.
I need a drink.
Yeah. I need a drink. They didn't press charges. That was gangster.
I'm gonna drink some marijuana.
Even though they didn't press charges, and I was in the right from a moral perspective.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't have touched them.
No, Mike, we agree that you were right. Sometimes, Mike.
There's boundaries.
I understand.
Sometimes you just gotta tap a nigga. Sometimes.
Bacata.
You know, I'm a recovering junkie and alcoholic. I do inventory every night.
Okay.
You know, and I wasn't a good, I didn't pass that well.
Mm. Well,
yeah, that's just me. I do inventory.
On yourself.
Every day, because I get dark. I can get really dark. Right. So inventory gives me the light.
That's real.
But Mike, you're a great person. We've seen your struggle. We've seen everything. We watch you.
But I don't want to be great. I know a lot of great people, but they're not good people.
Mm. Say that again, please.
I want to be a good person.
Not just great. Great doesn't equal good.
No, what great is? Great is just doing the hardest shit in the world with the simple of ease. And a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. Do the hardest shit in the world like it's nothing.
Because it's easy for them?
No, because they've been gifted. They have the
right,
gift.
Right, they have the gift, yeah. And it makes it easy for them to do that. Easily.
No, nothing's easy. They have to put in that work.
Right, right.
They have to dedicate themselves. If they don't, the gift won't work. The gift only works when you put in that spirit of fighting, the will to win.
Right.
The refuse to lose. The only reason I succeed in life is because I want to be up more than anybody in the world wants me to be down. And that's just what it is. And I'm just a really competitive, I'm really an animal. I'm the kind of guy, just put me somewhere, Moscow, just put me anywhere, and that's what I want to do. I want to compete and see what happens. With no money in my pocket, nothing. I'm that kind of an animal.
For the sport of it?
No, for life.
That's real, Mike. And at one point, Mike, you had a tiger.
I had quite a few.
You had a few tigers at one time?
Yes.
How does that work?
It doesn't work. It really doesn't work.
How long did it not work?
Well, until they got a certain age. Around 1 year old, you couldn't sleep with all three of them. You know?
Oh, they literally slept with you?
Yeah.
You wild.
Because we also watched The Hangover.
Yeah, that
and
was
in the
just,
Hangover, they stole your tiger, and then you beat the white guy.
That wasn't my real tiger.
That was
actor's
was
tiger.
Was it based on some reality?
Yeah, everyone knows I have a tiger. I had tigers in the past, so they played it off of that. And it's very widespread that Mike is really bizarre when spending his money, and I bought a lot of bizarre things.
Right. But we like, as black people, that our ancestry come from Africa, we like that you had a tiger, sir.
He had more than one tiger.
I know. But then that has to mean our ancestors from India like me because there's no tigers in Africa.
He took it legit. They're from India.
Really?
Yeah.
you lost your ancestry card right there, though.
France is... In France, they have a rock painting that's around 40,000 years old. And
right.
and it's in France. And at that time, France wasn't, it was connected to Africa because in France there's no lion, and they had a lion, painting of a lion.
Right.
Without the mane. So 40,000 years ago, the lion didn't have a mane.
We're going deep on this. Yes. I'm not going to lie.
That's not deep. Just think of explaining who you are. Explain your existence to them. Explain who you are.
Hi, my name is DJ EFN. I'm a Cuban Miami guy. And
Dave Chappelle nice called him the Latin Santa Claus.
And I'm in. Hey, we got the same white beard.
Yeah.
I don't think no one will call him the Latin Santa Claus.
No, they won't call him the Latin
Black Santa Claus.
The black.
Let's go with the Black Santa Claus, goddamn.
Hey, we can join forces and do Santa Claus shit.
So Mike, we came to see you on Hotbox.
Yes, you did. That was the one that
I showed up late. Sorry, guys.
Yes, but what one thing Mike told us, and you made it clear, you said you do not drink.
No. If I drink, I'm so allergic to this shit. Every time I drink, I break out the handcuffs and shit. It's crazy, nigga.
He didn't just make it clear. He made it deadly clear.
Listen. Oh, man, this is just my doom.
Hold on, let me put this over here.
And plus, I if I drink this shit, I can't fit my pretty clothes. I just can't do it, man. Too much sugar.
So I have to ask, when you were boxing at the highlight of your career, Donald Trump, what's the other nigga with the
Don shit? King.
Don King. What's wrong with y'all?
The way you said it.
Don and Don goes together. Have you ever drank and had a fight?
Many of times.
Do not tell me the Buster Douglas fight.
No, many times I had a fight. Many times.
Can you remember a specific fight that you had?
Yeah. I was in Brooklyn, I had a fight. I don't know, somebody was bald and said something to me, and I'm high, I'm on cocaine, so I'll fight for any reason. I started the fight probably, right? And
did you just say cocaine?
He said I am.
I'm sorry. I heard that, I'm sorry.
You were supposed to...
Well, it's the first cousin of drinking, okay?
It started with drinking. Let's everybody make some noise with drinking. Come on. Everybody make some noise. Niggas is like, wait a minute, just don't end it, okay?
No, but that's just how it was back then.
Why?
Huh?
I said, no, I'm saying, wow.
That's just how it was, yeah.
Oh. So I
Please continue.
Because I just watched a documentary called Chasing Tyson. Did you see that documentary?
Tell me about it first. What happened?
It's a documentary, 30 for 30, and Evander Holyfield.
Yes.
It's about him chasing you his whole career.
To fight him.
To fight him his whole career. And what's weird is Evander Holyfield lives in my building.
At this moment, he lives in your building?
And I can never say the best. I can never say nothing good to him. Every time I see him, I'll be like, you know, I just saw Tyson. And he'd just be looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, it's just weird. Every time I see him, I'll be like, and I saw him this morning. And I was like, you know, I'm going to interview Tyson. He just looked at me like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, every time I see him, I bring up Tyson. And I said, this is the weirdest.
No. You confuse that. He's very, believe it or not, he's very eloquent and very respectful and dignified.
Yes. Mm.
That's who he really is.
And he also looks at me like this every time I look at him.
And we tease him because of that, right?
and you know what I forgot? I forgot we're New York guys. Sorry, I know you're not a New York guy.
Not at all.
But every time I say something, I feel like I'm represented from a New Yorker.
You know,
and
you
I realize
know
the world kind of hates New York, Mike.
I was going to say, we're intrusive. New York people are very intrusive, and we want them to know that we're tough. That's what anybody say, my cousin from New York, all of them think they're tough. Yeah, we have that bag where we think we're tough.
I got to agree with you, Mike. My partner would agree with you, too, but he's not going to agree with you tonight.
Why? Why is that? What did I do?
Because you're Mike Tyson. And no one wants to disagree with Mike Tyson.
Nah, y'all intrusive. I agree.
Hey, listen, don't make me the idiot by not interacting with me, okay?
Has cannabis saved your life?
I would think 100. I should have been smoking when I was fighting. I was drinking like a
fighter. What kind of fighter would you have been smoking, honestly?
I would have been such a better fighter. The one time I did fight with cannabis, I broke the guy's back. I broke his cut, busted his spleen.
His brachiotomy?
Broke his eye socket.
His brachiotomy?
His eyes did a number. And I was high.
He did a number on the guy.
And I was hey, listen, time. It may be some children in here, and I don't advise you to get high while you're participating in sports.
A good way to put it.
All right.
I might disagree, but I'm not in sports.
But to be fair, you were doing other things at that time before you smoked weed.
Oh, cocaine, acid, nigga, I'm a junkie, I'm a born junkie.
So weed would have been the more chilled of the things he was doing.
It was too mild, baby.
Right.
I'm too extreme, so I'm the junkie or I'm the monk.
Mm. You're one or the other. You're the extreme of each.
I'm not a balanced person, no way.
Right.
No way. I might kill myself if I get balanced. Shit. Shit. Don't do that, Mike. Oh, God.
He talks to himself right now. Don't do that, Mike.
No, by the way, I'm so appreciative of the realness. Because you can just look at him and you can tell.
Mike never fucks around.
He's not fucking around.
When we came to his compound.
Yes.
Where was it? What was the compound at?
All I remember was him opening. You gave him the Smoke Champs thing.
Right.
He opened it up and he gave you the garbage of the Smoke Champs.
No, he told me some crazy shit. And he's like, "What the fuck are you late? Because I came late that day. I want to leave. I was ready to get the fuck out of there."
Because do you realize you're intimidating?
All right. You think I'm intimidating?
Yes.
All right. Me and my wife are in bed this morning. And we're talking about Devontae Davis and this Jolie guy, right?
Fight tonight.
My wife said...
In Barclays.
I,
in
so the Barclays.
Make
sure
you fight tonight.
Oh, you got to hear this. You know, family members hate too, right?
Right. No.
So me and my wife... So I said, Rolly's not going to fucking win. Look at, I saw him fight. He's not going to beat this guy.
Right.
All right? And she said, they didn't think Buster Douglas was going to beat you.
Wait, your wife told you that?
This morning. I said, that's okay, you're a hater. But look at me now. Okay?
You know, that's the most beautifulest thing about Chasing Tyson, in case you didn't watch this documentary, which I watched this morning, was every single victory, you admit it, and every single loss,
right,
you admitted the same way. But not only do you admit it, you actually made fun of yourself. You said, every time I look at Holyfield, we all got to look back and say, oh, he beat us. I thought that was the most amazing thing ever.
I'm a great fighter. And I'm going to say, Holyfield's a hell of a fighter.
Wow.
God damn. You gotta kill him to beat him. He won't fucking quit.
Yeah.
The motherfucker.
Okay, Tyce. And I gotta say something. I gotta answer your wife's question that she said this morning.
Yeah, do that, please.
Had you been at tip-top shape, there's no way Buster Douglas could have beat you that night in Japan.
I agree 100%. But I wasn't in tip-top shape. Mm. And that's what it's all about.
That's a hell of a hit.
I love this honesty, man.
That's the real deal.
I'm going to pop me some Ace of Spades, man.
You're not going to make noise to me popping some Ace of Spades with Mike Tyson.
Why is it so fancy looking? Listen, I used to be a drink connoisseur.
Okay, so I need you to connoisseur
my drink.
I don't
know nothing about that one. Tell me that.
This used to be owned by white people.
What?
When you say white people, tell me who. What kind of white people?
I don't know.
This is just normal white people.
The race of whiteness owned this company.
Oh, you
right?
wasn't there when Jay-Z explained.
No, I wasn't there.
So this is owned by white people.
Some Europeans.
Jay-Z went and tried to buy Cristal. Cristal was racist. He didn't like their racism. So he went and he bought this company.
When you say racism, did they say, no, nigga, you can't buy this? Did they use those exact words?
Mike, I have no idea if they said, no, nigga, you can't buy this. But I'm going to be honest, Mike. In my opinion, that's what they said to Jay-Z. No, okay. Nigga, you cannot buy this.
So Jay from Brooklyn.
Yes.
And he said, yeah. I can never be told no. And he went and he bought a better champagne, a more equivalent champagne, and this caters to my Kool-Aid tendencies. I love this champagne.
It really has a lovable looking bottle.
Don't this shit look good?
Yeah.
And guess what? Black people, we own this motherfucker.
I don't got a stake. I don't got an ownership, but you know what? I'm gonna promote this and I'm gonna represent it like it's mine,
because that's what we should do with all our products as black people. Not as just black people, but as hip hop people.
Should I do that with
when Mike heart? Tyson, I had something, I forget what it was called. It was called, I had your ear.
My gum.
The edibles. Off the chain.
I ate them shits like it was a Vander's ear for real. You can't keep them on the shelf.
No, we're gonna try to do a million and see what happens. Try to get a million
out the door
and put them on the shelf and see what happens. Because we can't keep 50,000, 100,000.
Wow.
Wiped out before the week is over.
Well, Mike, we're gonna eat them ears up.
I have a problem with it. They're too strong.
They're too strong.
For me.
How many milligrams is each
ear? 11, 12.
It's not microdosing.
No, a little middle, almost micro.
Mike
macro.
Doesn't believe in micro. I learned that backstage.
No, you gotta do it all.
He's like macro or nothing.
You gotta do it all to get it all.
He's got me macro mushroom right now.
By the way, this is his first time taking a mushroom.
You need more. Because you didn't take the amount you were supposed to think. You bitched out a little.
I did. I ain't gonna lie, I did.
By the way, we're on the plane. By the way, we're loud as hell. I don't know why me and you is loud as hell. But then you say, I'm on mushrooms.
Because
we're Latino.
Yeah.
That's pretty
you
racist.
You Boricua.
Yeah, that's pretty racist.
I'm Cuban, Boricua.
But Spanish people were just loud? That's what they talk about us when we're not around?
Uh-huh, absolutely. Okay.
What do they say about black people? Are we loud too?
No, y'all, listen. You think, no, we're not loud at all. We're whispering compared to Cubans.
Hey, man.
That's Cuban.
I'm
he's
right
Cuban.
Here.
Motherfucker. Listen.
I'm right here.
Nigga.
Cuban people is the loudest people in the world.
No, I think they're fighting.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah, right? I'm right. I think they're fighting. They're talking about a game.
My lady still isn't. She's not Cuban, and she's still not used to it. She thinks I'm always arguing with her.
I'm with these two guys. They start to. I have to walk away because they look at me. Oh no, motherfucker! That motherfucker.
I told you a long time ago, Tony.
They talk about a horse. Oh, that's a beautiful motherfucker.
But it's a calm conversation for us.
Oh, nigga, that's 100 all day.
Now, two of the most boxing places in the world. One, Cuba,
uh-huh.
And Catskills, New York.
Well,
Customato.
Listen, I don't know if they're the boxing, that's the boxing capital. It's a really small town, but they produce the greatest fighter.
Because I know my shit. Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But how would have been Tyson different had Customato been Cuban?
Jesus. The fuck? Don't put me on Cuban people, bro.
Just let me go with it.
Yeah, I'm dead. That's cool. But, you know, fighting's about spirit. If he has the same discipline to ignite my spirit, yeah, he could be successful. Has nothing to do with race. It's about your criteria meets his.
That's why.
If you have the same criteria, It works.
I'm gonna grab my blunt.
Please.
Yeah.
So, how do you think anybody with the will to win and desire not to lose will succeed?
Regardless,
well, I don't think
they're
gonna be a nice. That doesn't mean they're gonna be a nice person, but right. They will succeed if they refuse to give up. Mm. And if success more important than your happiness, you make the choice which one you want.
Oof. So you're sacrificing something.
You make the choice.
Right.
This is beautiful. Now, I once saw you doing an interview, and you have all your belts, and you look at every one of your belts, and you throw them on the floor. You say, this is what I used to think was my prized possessions. And then the interviewer guy says to you, well, what is your prized possessions now? And you know what you say?
Absolutely.
What do you say?
My babies.
You say your kids.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm almost crying right now.
Well, no, I say that because my kids didn't always like me. No, I was.
Now, see him right here, right now. It's my son right here. He works
right there.
I don't think he liked me this morning. I woke him up. I said, nigga, we go to interview Mike Tyson. Wake your ass up. And yeah.
When we see our kids, we see and know what we've been hiding all our life.
From them or from yourself?
No.
It's true.
No, we see our flaws in them that we've been hiding all our life.
Right.
They come out of our children embrace it. And we're afraid of it. You know, our time is almost up. Our expiration date is almost over. We have to understand these kids are different than we are.
Right.
Almost a different species of human being. My kids are smarter than I ever been at 10 or 13. I'm like an old model now. Old and new model.
That's beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. It's fucked up.
You know, I'm talking about the transition is beautiful.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
But you know what, Mike? No. You know what, Mike? Because I'm going to be honest.
Oh, be honest. You've been lying all the time.
No.
Why you start being honest now?
I'm going to tell you something that shocked the world. Because we all identify with being black. And being black is sometimes one of the hardest things to be. It's one of the beautifulest things to be. But it's hard at times. And then when you're black and then you're gay, might be even harder. And there was one time you had Boosie on your show.
Oh, shit.
And you so eloquently asked Boosie. Am I saying his name right, Boosie?
Yeah.
I said it right?
Yeah.
And you said, are you gay? Let me be clear, Mike.
Well, put it into context. There was a conversation happening.
Anybody could ask you, are you gay? When Mike Tyson asks you, are you gay? It's a totally different.
No, we are what we hate. We are what we hate.
We are what we hate.
I don't need no applause. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all gave me a drink and shit. I don't know if y'all was telling me to shut up or nothing.
You are what you hate, bro.
Yeah. No, but
when you say that faggot, I'm a faggot, but don't want nobody to know.
Because
that's how that goes.
Because we all love Boosie. We all identify with Boosie. But when you said that to Boosie, and Boosie looked at you, and you looked at Boosie, we all knew Boosie not gonna win this one.
No, he wasn't going to win. No, see, you didn't see, you only saw me and him talking.
Right.
I have a trans daughter. She lives in New York City. She got on the plane from New York, I had no idea. She never even sees me or talks to me. So she comes, and then she just comes in my booth of my show like she's some fucking enforcer.
Because you told her that you got Boosie?
No, I never told her that.
But she was there that day?
No, she flew that day and came here and walked right through. I said, hey, what are you doing here? Wow. Hey, chill. And she just went to him, hey, what's your problem with gay people? He said something.
To Boosie.
He said something about Dwayne Wade's son.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm saying, was it that bad for my daughter to come from New York to L.A. to try to kill this guy, check this guy? Wow. Was it that serious, really?
Wow.
Really, was it that serious? I'm talking to my daughter. I guess it was.
Wow.
You know? Wow. So I'm trying to talk to this man in a way and where he won't say anything because my daughter's right there waiting for him to say something. My daughter's meaner than me. Fuck. I made a mistake and said a bitch at home one day. She said, don't ever say it. Stop now. Whoa, some crazy shit.
Was this when you fell on a scooter?
Because that's the only time I laughed at you, Mike.
Now my whole family laughed at me.
Yeah, when you fell on a scooter.
Before I fell, my daughter said, be careful, daddy. Boom. And then next thing I know, my back, I've had to go to the hospital. My, My disc's all fucked up. I can't walk.
Wow.
Had to get an operation.
But your daughter flew in for Boosie episode.
Yeah.
First time ever.
That was scary. She's really representing the trans, and she did it in a real violent fashion, and I was just blown away.
But it was worked out since then.
Bootsy ain't said what. She was my daughter's big and strong. She was fucking sit on Bootsy. My family from the South, and they're the price. They're big, strong women. They fight men. They fight men. Women in my family fight men.
She got real just now. I almost never have nothing to say. Yeah.
Let's shift a little bit.
Okay.
We're in Vegas, right?
And yes.
I can't help but think about Pac while we're here. And I just want to talk about your relationship with Pac. Oof. Great stories. Let's just talk about positive stories of Pac.
Like, Dig, I'm going to tell you about this guy, right? One day we had this, I don't know what happened. It was after party. It was just a big party for event. And it was at, it's on Sunset, what is the Palladium? And I was talking to the security guard, guy I knew in my life. So we're talking about something, about a business plan we were doing. And then this little kid comes up. I said, let this kid in. Remember, we were young, we wanted to get in the club. This is a big time club. He had never dreamed of clubs. So I said, come on in, shorty.
This is in New York?
No, this is in California.
In California, okay.
The Sunset, the Palladium.
Okay, okay.
And he said, 1 minute. He went and came back with like 50 people.
Tupac?
No, this little kid.
Oh, the little kid.
And Tupac was one of those guys, so we went to let them in the back. And some kind of way, they even got on the stage, took the mic, they started rapping, and I met Tupac. 6 months later, I'm in prison.
Wait, 6 months later, you're in prison?
Yes. And I get a call from somebody, it's Tupac's mother, and she explained how she know me from her son, explained I let him in a club one night, and he wants to come and visit me. I said, great, okay. And then he came in to visit me, and once he came into the, they let him in, and he came to the visiting room. And those are all real...
Rikers Island?
No.
Ohio. On West Coast.
Indiana.
Indiana. Okay.
These are all hillbilly hick, mean yeah. Motherfucking Aryan guys. As soon as he came up, everybody said...
So they already knew who was. They already knew who was.
No. They respected him. They respected him. As soon as he came in the room, they started applauding.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, when I was locked up, I had such an onslaught of visitors. I had everybody. B.B. King, Whitney.
B.B. King?
Yeah, James Brown, Whitney Houston, Bobby. Yes, everybody came. Florence Henderson. Yes. I can't even name them all. It's just so many people came to visit me when I was away.
Let's just keep it real. Tyson, was you having sex in jail?
Yes, I was.
You was?
Yes.
Conjugal visits?
COs?
No. Teacher.
Teacher?
Teacher yes. Visits? That's a thing?
No, I had to go to school to get my GED.
Oh, the teacher.
Let's make some noise for education.
Hey! I don't know. I failed the GED twice. That might make me double dumb.
Something good came out of it.
Holy shit.
And then, listen to this. When I get fixed, she got pregnant.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to hear this story.
It was crazy, man.
Are you sure you want to? You know there's people out there.
Hey, guys. I had sex with my school teacher in prison and she got pregnant. We weren't using condoms, okay? And yeah, that was happened.
Wow. Obviously she didn't have it, right?
No.
Stay in school. Stay in school. He was in school.
Yeah.
He was in school.
That's what I'm trying to say. Stay in school.
I didn't want to leave prison. The life was good. I had a good life.
That's a bad. Good. Not a great message right now.
I had a good life. When the day I was leaving, I was on the helicopter. I think, fuck.
No, No, but Mike, let's just be clear. When you left prison, you left in a private jet.
Yeah.
You left with anomaly. Like, so many people were outside, and so many people... But by the way, you came in prison that way, and you left that way. There's not a lot of... So as artists, Tupac, they say, follow Tupac's legacy, and it's a lie.
It's a lie?
It's a lie. Meaning, what I mean by that is, go to jail and you'll sell more records. That is not the truth.
Right.
So many fighters tried to follow that...
That blueprint?
That blueprint that you did, and they also failed.
Listen, if I may be permitted to say, I just believe that I'm ordained by God, everything that...
No, happened. You are. Yeah. You are.
And I would say that wasn't a blueprint that you would have made for yourself. That was your life.
No, I don't believe I'm smart enough to navigate myself to the position I am now. Right. It's all done. It has to be ordained. There's no way I could fucking do it.
But let's be clear, Mike. Let's talk about this. I don't think I've ever actually heard you actually talk about this, at least in this day and time. Dapper Dan.
What about that? That's my buddy of mine. He looks real good now, doesn't he?
Mitch Green.
I hear he's a born-again Christian.
He's a born-again Christian.
That's why I see him.
Let's show him some love.
Yes, he does deserve love.
But you gave him an eye jammy this big.
Jesus. What the fuck?
At one point at Dapper Dan,
yeah,
2
really
a.m. in the morning.
No, it was like 4 or 5.
4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. I would like to
listen. Sometimes when you're married, you don't want to fucking go home. Okay?
I did not know that had anything to do with marriage.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to go home, so you stay the fuck out sometimes, okay?
So Dapper Dan, you're at Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
Mitch Green comes up. He think he the baddest. What the
fuck? That was a big mistake believing that.
So what happens?
I forgot.
You forgot what happened?
This nigga life is so dope, he forgot when he beat niggas up.
It happens.
But it was the most famous story in New York City because these were our two underground, vicious motherfuckers. And they,
I never looked at myself that way. I just thought I was a good kid. What the fuck are you talking about?
Good kid, mad city.
Oh, yeah, bad city, right?
Oh, you didn't know how they thought about you, Mike?
Yeah, I know. That's what I wanted to say.
Because, let's be clear, Brownsville?
Jesus.
What's up, Charlie? You okay?
Charlie.
I had a gun.
The Brownsville. Next to Best Stop. When you think of New York City, let me just be clear.
That's East New York, right?
I used to get my teeth, I used to get my gold fronts done in Albee Square Mall. And I knew...
Yeah.
Oh, y'all know about Albee Square Mall? And I knew at some point I might get robbed. It just, it's gonna happen. That's how Brooklyn was back then.
Yeah, but as I got older in life, I realized this guy can kill 100 guys, but can't talk his way out of a fucking parking ticket. You know, that's just how it goes.
Sorry.
It's complex.
Yeah. Anybody can do that shit.
Have you been to Brooklyn recently?
I just left last week.
Do you know you could get a cream pie in Brooklyn?
A junior.
That sounded terrible.
A junior.
But it's the truth.
He's right, a junior.
The truth. You get a cheesecake in Brooklyn, and not just in juniors.
But you getting cream pies?
And cream pies.
Okay.
Be careful. But you still get shot, though. You still get shot.
100%.
Yeah. You get a cream pie, but if you go on the wrong block, Shamik is still going to shoot you.
Yes. Yes, Shamik is going to fucking shoot you.
Have you identified with the new Brooklyn?
Excuse me, the new Brooklyn?
Yeah. Have you went to
the
Soho?
The gentrified Brooklyn.
Yes, it's really gentrified.
The gentrified.
You know, I'm cool. you know, I'm cool with being with people that's saddled and not civilized and not savages anymore. Mm. I would have to go from that transition. So it's good to see other people go through that transition.
Right. And you drink.
But hold up. As a guy from Brooklyn, right? And I know that you wear Brooklyn on your sleeve. Having that relationship with Pac, and then what happened with Biggie.
Great question.
To both of them.
Woo! Great question.
How did you feel in that turmoil that they had?
I thought it was ridiculous. And that's what it was. It was two people into their feelings too much. Couldn't just say, hey, it's over, fuck it, poof.
Did you know that yourself at that moment? In your space that you were in?
I knew it was going to end really bad. I just knew that. I knew it wasn't going to end nice.
Right.
And it didn't.
Because you had a relationship with Big?
Yeah, I met Big one time, and he came to my house for a party. I had a party in my house. And he was,
you had Tigers?
They were out in the back, yes.
Okay. And,
to be clear.
He liked the house, but then he started telling me, hey, do you know Chinaman? He told me you and him used to fly pigeons. And yeah, that's one of my oldest friends in the world. I knew him when I was 8 years old.
And Big knew your oldest friend in the world,
yes,
Chinaman, who flew pigeons.
Yes.
Holy moly, guacamole. Yes.
He knew those guys I grew up with named Fame and all shit up the hill, Brooklyn. Yeah, he knew all those guys.
And also had a relationship with Suge Knight.
Yeah, I knew all those guys.
You knew them all. Yeah, I knew them. Suge Knight, Big, Puffy.
Yeah, and listen.
East Coast, West Coast. How the fuck did Mike Tyson never get caught up in the East Coast, West Coast beef?
Or did you?
Because is everybody just scared of you? Is that
no
the problem?
No one's scared of me. I treat people the way I want to be treated. Has nothing to do with fear.
But as rappers, that was... as an East Coast rapper, New York, Queens, New York, that was probably the worst time of my life.
Really?
Going through the East Coast, West Coast thing because...
Wasn't a real thing. Let's just put that out
there. It wasn't a real thing.
East Coast, West Coast was not a real thing.
But I could never actually identify and say that it wasn't a real thing. I couldn't say that because the two big dogs was Tupac and Biggie. And when Tupac and Biggie wasn't existing no more, it was hard to say that this beef that we are talking about doesn't exist.
It really was a blink of my eye. They're not here no more. What we talking about don't mean shit.
What? Real talk.
All day.
Real talk. Real talk.
We all have an expiration date.
Yes.
But we still live like we still act as if we live forever.
Mm. Right.
And that's just the way it is. Because I just don't think death is bad. You know, I did all the special animal and tree and plant medicine. I did all of them in the world. I did everything. The highest psychedelics in the
ayahuasca?
World.
Ayahuasca?
You did ayahuasca?
The toad. Ayahuasca is not the highest.
You don't like ayahuasca?
It's
overrated?
Overrated, yeah.
Okay, Mike, no one has never said ayahuasca is overrated.
I wanted to go to Peru and be with a shaman and do the whole ayahuasca
thing. Ayahuasca is the shit that you're about to die, right? You take it and you're going to die.
You're not
going to
die, bro.
Your ego dies. Ego death thing.
Ego dies?
Yes. And then you're afraid. You're really...
And you can't do it in America. You got to do it in like Peru.
No, they do it here all the time.
I do it here all the time.
They have shamans.
Y'all snitching on yourself right now.
No, they have shamans here.
Until they find me. Listen, catching come before hanging.
I'm glad we gotta make some noise with that. So okay,
peyote too. You do peyote?
That's not powerful enough for me.
What? We just seen Will Smith.
Yes.
Go on David Letterman talking about ayahuasca. Was that?
He said he did an ayahuasca trip.
He said that's what like he did before thing. He thought about slapping Chris Rock.
The way you put it was not the way he said it. I definitely fucked this up.
I fucked it, but what I'm saying is it related to, and what he said was, he said he saw his money flying away from him. He saw his life flying away from him. Is that something that you do when you do ayahuasca? Because I'm interested in doing it.
Listen,
we could do it tomorrow right here.
I'm in tonight.
This is the stuff that you really
it's a pool
can't
party.
Articulate. You know, my brain is... isn't sophisticated enough to articulate that. That's some divine shit that I can't explain.
Wow. Okay.
That's just the real deal.
That's real.
And Will Smith is,
He's at a level of life that's really mind-boggling right now, but no one even knows it.
Yeah, no.
No one even knows
it. No, that's real shit. So let's move on for a second, Mike. One of the illest characters we ever seen in boxing. I don't think we'll never see another character in boxing again like this character. It's Don King.
Listen. Excuse me. There's going to always be another Mike Tyson or Don King. You think God only made one of us to exist?
No, there's only one Mike.
No, that's not true. There's more that come out. Listen, there's more people in Brownsville. Once they learn discipline, they can do anything. They supersede me. And that's just real talk. I was an animal until I realized what discipline was. Mm. And discipline was doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Consistently.
Consistently, yeah. Consistently.
Because I'm watching every documentary, like, you know, us being privileged to have this interview, I watched every documentary, and I watched the ups and downs of you and Don King, right? But the one thing I always seen was Don is a great talker, but he also made a lot of money. Was it worth the relationship, him making the money for you, or him being this, eventually finding out that this guy is a terrible guy?
I don't think he's a terrible guy. I think he's an awesome guy. Wow. I just think that I like to keep to myself what I think.
Was he a guy of the times? Does that make any sense? The guy
of
the times.
He's just who he is. That's just what it is. He's who he is. Like me. I'm not malevolent or anything. I'm just Mike.
Right.
I got I have the perception of being a violent person, but I'm not. It's just life is perception.
Nothing more we can say, goddamn. It's beautiful.
I'm back.
Because I watch every documentary, and I want to tell you, Tyson, face-to-face, man-to-man, not just only as a black man, not just only as a New York man, not just only as a person who went through everything that everyone always doubted me from my whole life. I identify, I relate to you in the beautifulest way. And I want to tell you, thank you. And I feel like everyone here wants to tell you thank you.
And let's give him his roses, bro.
Yeah, I feel like everyone here wants to tell you thank you. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's not just because...
Your guys are smoking blunts. I have that joint for me. Nobody
come on, smoke blunts, motherfucker.
You got to smoke champs here. Come back to Brownsville.
Is this a blunt here?
There's a blunt in there, yeah.
But let me... Yes, that's organic, though.
Well, can I have a blunt?
Yes, you can have a blunt. Yes.
Come on, Tyson. Yeah.
But let me finish bigging you up, though, Tyson.
And give
me... I just am over your flowers. Because you know why, Tyson? I'm gonna tell you something.
Ooh, this is a blunt.
Yeah.
Smoke champs.
You back in Brownsville, baby. But organic
we
Brownsville.
We got smoke champs, we got gumbo, we
you
got
in
it
new
all.
Brownsville. But let me just tell you why. I feel like every person in this audience has faced the same diversity that you faced. They might have not been able to get over it in the way you have done, but they will. And I feel like that's what being a heavyweight champion is knowing that we can never reach your level, but thinking that we can.
No, that's not how it goes. You can always reach my level. Mm. You know, my level is, listen, I don't know who I am right now. If I know who I am right now at this stage of my life, my thinking would be pretty limited. I don't know who I'm going to
You're
be.
You're still growing as a person?
I don't. My thinking is growing. I don't know who I'm going to be when I'm 75 or 80. I'm not going to be the person I am now.
Right.
It's just that we have to prepare for our expiration day. And The objective of doing ayahuasca is for people who are afraid of dying. And so that's what the plant medicine and the animal medicine is for, preparing us to go to death with dignity.
Not for growth? You don't think that's for growth?
Death is growth. Mm. Or the end of growth.
Or the beginning of it.
The beginning.
We don't know.
And this is why I love
Recession. Let's give this man his flowers, bro.
Let's give him his flowers, bro.
Let's go, man. Let's get his money.
Please. Tyson, our show is literally about giving people their flowers. So we want to give you your flowers live and direct, face to face.
Make some noise for Mike Tyson! Face to face.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you know, I guess you wouldn't know the lingo because your guys are really heavy drinkers, but when you expressed you had flour to give me, I thought you were talking about cannabis.
We got cannabis too. We're gumbo. You ain't
gave
him the gumbo.
Gumbo.
We gave him the gumbo.
I believe that.
We gave you the gumbo too, baby.
I'm very grateful.
Make some of a gumbo too, goddamn. Goddamn, we outside. Listen. I'm going to be honest, Mike. We will never have greatest heavyweight champion. But let's just be clear, because I feel like you humble, so you was about to stop me. But we will never have the greatest heavyweight human being that you have become ever again. Because
thank you.
I'm gonna tell you why. We got a group chat with every motherfucking black media motherfucker in the world. And I like to critique the motherfuckers. I like to sit on them. And when that incident happened, every single person said, Mike has to be cleared. And it wasn't Mike has to be cleared because Mike is this. It was Mike has cured himself.
The next time Mike touched somebody, he might get killed.
That's got scary.
That's the real deal.
La cosa está de venga.
But Mike, let's just be clear.
Let's just love each other and talk about nice
we
things.
We love you. That's what this is about, Mike. You turn to some other shit. But Mike, that's what this is about. Let me just tell you something, Mike.
Well, me and my wife, we just say, poof, everything that just happened doesn't exist anymore.
But let me say something, Mike. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. And I'll be like, because I know I'm probably old. I'm old.
Tell me about old.
I'm 44.
You really? You're 10 years younger than me. And listen, and why do you feel old? Why?
But let me just be clear. Let me just tell you why. Because not why I feel old, but let me just tell you why I love you.
No. I want to talk about old.
I can't get back to
Let's
old,
go,
baby.
Baby.
But no. Let me just say something. Some of the best times of my life is watching Michael Jordan beat the Knicks, which I hated, because I'm from New York City, and watching Mike Tyson knock niggas out in 13 seconds.
Well, Michael Jordan is from New York.
Originally?
Yeah.
Yes, Michael Jordan is from New York. Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn.
I didn't know that.
Originally.
Me and him born in the same hospital.
Wow.
Born in the same hospital.
Spike Lee, too.
Man.
Spike Lee.
Shut up.
Me and Big Un born on the same day.
Damn.
Same time, our mothers must have met because they had the babies the same moment. They were together, yeah.
What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy?
A lot of shit happened in there.
New York City! Yeah. So that's real. That's real. But I'm going to be honest, Mike. My father was a boxer.
All this time?
No. My father was a boxer. I used to box in a gym called the Lost Battalion. I was never good.
In Queens?
Yes, in Queens, motherfucker. And guess what, EFN? We used to hear about this legendary figure.
You're a sick chick. Sick guy, man.
Custom Model.
Yes.
Was a frequent person that came there. My father loved Custom Model.
when they spoke about this guy. And what's crazy about Mike, still to this day, is you're a beast in the ring, but you're a gentleman in real life.
I like to believe that.
You are that, man.
Thank you. I like to believe that. You know, I have a wife and I have a daughter, and they like keeping me in check, that I'm a human being.
I've realized they got you in check.
My wife is back there.
She got me in check, too. That's what I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Mike, let me ask you this real quick, though. What impact has hip-hop had for you during your career and life, like, generationally? Like, has the generations of hip-hop in the 90s versus now, like, what has hip-hop done for you, the music, the culture?
Hip-hop gave me pride because that's our music. No one, you know, when it first came out, everybody was, oh, shit, even by parents, oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Oh, my God, you're just going to go to prison and jail. The cops are going to arrest you. And I used to always, after training, when having a couple of fights, must have won the Nationals when I'm young, 14, 15, I come home to see visit, I go right to Latin Quarters. That was my spot, Latin Quarters.
Latin Quarters on 56th Street?
Yeah, right
there. But you must have been a kid at that point.
Huh?
You was a kid.
Yeah, but when I went there, all the kids that I used to hustle with and rob with, they were there, but I had stopped doing that. But they're still my friends.
Right.
So that's why I always had that connection. You may see me with certain guys and say, oh, Mike shouldn't be with that guy, but this guy used to live in my building. We went to school together. So, right. Yeah, so that's what came really serious problem. They see me hanging out with these weird guys. They say, who are these guys? I said, this guy got my sister pregnant. This guy's living in the same building as me. I don't know. I don't think they're no gangsters. They're not scary to me.
What?
But I think society thinks different.
And we talking about the tunnel days.
Did I get Mike hype? I'm sorry.
You got it, Mike.
Man,
the tunnel days, speed. Oh.
That was our youth, huh?
Yeah.
When Kay Slade died and...
Rest in peace to Kay Slade.
Yeah, and Biz, I said, fuck, that was my youth.
Rest in peace to Biz.
I'm not going to lie.
So we used to always go there. He was DJ at Latin Quarters.
I used to be the little nigga around, but every time you came around, I definitely avoided you. I was scared to death of you.
I always loved you, though.
No, I wasn't famous back then.
No, I knew about you before you became. I knew all about all those niggas.
Are you gonna pick me up? You picking me up?
Nah, nigga, I'm telling
the
truth.
Let's make some noise for Tyson picking me up, goddammit.
It's premature. He's getting to
no,
that.
No, but I used to go. Let me just tell you something. It was so beautiful to see the heavyweight champion of the world in New York City.
No, I was the hip-hop champion, nigga.
That's what...
No.
Yes. He ain't have no champion in the hip-hop era for me.
It's facts.
But I thought he was bigger than the
other champions I've known. The hip-hop, listen, this is the deal,
right? This is facts, what he's saying.
This is deal.
Guys like us, we're never bigger than hip-hop or boxing because that gives us a great platform.
I just tweeted out, no one's bigger than the culture.
And that's what I was going to ask him. I was going to ask him, did you know that although you were athlete, although you were in boxing, did you know how hip-hop you were?
Absolutely.
What you were to the culture?
Yeah, I listen to the music all day while I'm training.
Right.
Well, before I go to bed, it just became who we were. Hip-hop created a new species of person.
And that person was embodied in Mike Tyson?
And him, and you. Don't put it all
and
on
him.
Me. And him.
And those guys back there. Everybody over there.
It was and that's what it is. It created a new species of human being. We say that all the time.
We actually say that.
I'm gonna be honest. Like I said, I'm sorry. I was being honest the whole time.
Okay.
Are you lying right now?
No, but it like, you know, doing the research and just sitting back and saying, damn. We had the greatest heavyweight champion of all times. And we still have the greatest heavyweight champion of all times. And when I say we, I do mean New York City. I do mean Brooklyn. I do mean Queens. But you know what I also mean?
I mean hip hop.
I mean it for all of us.
I mean
country.
Our culture.
But listen, the culture, I mean our the country, country. Everybody, listen, the world.
Everything that the country possesses or America possesses, hip hop, entrepreneurs, businessmen, billionaires,
right.
Criminals, insane, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But listen, when hip, you know, I'm gonna say this to you, when hip hop first started, when it first started in the early 80s, and you look at the top 20 hip hop stars, they all been locked up. Now these guys have been in private school, all these guys, yeah. You know, they have tutors.
You were tutored, bro?
No, I did 3.5 years in jail, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
but,
real.
Yeah, but like you look at a guy like
Spofford, because you was in Spofford.
Absolutely. That's why I met my son Muhammad Ali in Spofford.
You met Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali came to talk to the kids and I said, wow, I want to be like him when I was 12.
What unit you was in, you remember?
A3.
I was in D3.
A3, yeah. Oh, you were the big boys though. D3 is like the older.
I was a shooter.
Yeah, you were a bad kid.
I was a foul nigga, Mike.
Yeah, I know that's why you A3, nigga.
Bad child.
I apologize.
Everybody, like when I first went to Spofford, I was so scared of her story. And then when I went to the left, yo, Mike, 38, 38. And I saw all my people, I thought they were dead. I said, this is where you been? You been in here? Fuck, I thought you were
dirty
dead.
Dirty Ike.
I thought these guys were, so then once I knew what my whole neighborhood was there, I just kept going.
He was like, Ike.
Yeah, I kept going. And then one day I saw Muhammad Ali and said, wow, I want to be like him. And as soon as I got transferred to the next facility, it was a gentleman named Bobby Stude who used to be an ex-professional fighter. Wow. And he started teaching me how to fight. And
prison?
Yeah, an institution.
Institution.
I was a young kid upstate. And then he said, I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman that's going to take you to the next level. And that was Customato.
It's such a beautiful story every time you hear about you, Customato, Catskills, because the thing about New York is New York, we're right here. But then it's another like little place that's still New York.
It's New York. It's the state of New York.
It's New
bro.
York State.
Come on, gang.
That you could either go to jail there.
Well, listen. That's funny that you said that. 385, 9W, straight out of jail. Kasaki, all the jail up there.
All the jail. Yep.
On that road.
On that road.
Green,
so you can either go to jail there or train there.
Yes, yes, you're right.
And you chose the train there.
After I did time.
I totally forgot that.
After I did time.
I told, but how is that? Like, how is that period of... Because New York at this time is Albee Square Mall. It's
chain snatching sets.
It's chain snatching.
Taking niggas'
taking
motorcycles.
Taking pocketbooks. It's even taking pocketbooks at this time.
Bum rushing the store.
Yeah, bum rushing the store.
That's when bum rush the jewelry store all the time.
Jesus, Mike, my bad.
That sounds like right now, guys.
So, yeah, no, you know New York is bad again.
Really?
The country, everything's
bad.
Oh,
you haven't been back?
I've never been treated bad.
No one's going to treat Mike Tyson bad.
Yeah, you're good.
Listen, somebody's on drugs. They don't even know I'm Mike Tyson.
Nah, I think they
do. You
know,
that reminds me because there was somebody. We see footage of somebody who says, Mike, we love you. And I'm going to tell you something. Guy goes, Mike, we love you. And then he has a gun on him, right? But he moves out the way. And I'm going to tell you what I did. I called my Uncle Wise.
Shout out to Uncle Wise.
Shout out to my Uncle Wise. And I told my Uncle Wise, I said, yo, Uncle Wise, those has been my fans, the same exact fans for years. If you listen to my fans have always come up to me and be like, what's up, nigga? They mad aggressive. And if you actually look at their gestures, it is not right. But
it's all
listen
love.
To what they're saying.
It's all love.
It's all love. They're saying, what's up, nigga? I did a bid to you. Even though that's fucked up. Why are you telling me you did time to my music? Don't like it.
We all express love differently.
Love is
even
love.
Even though he expressed that love pretty love. Crash, you understood everything he said.
But you didn't even move, Mike. He said, Mike, I love you. You went like that.
I was too high.
It was too high.
On shrooms?
Yeah, he's too high.
The shoes off the chain.
I'm looking at, the fucking comedian, but I'm dazing off, and this guy's standing in front of the comedian talking shit. I love you, you my man. I said, what the fuck are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Of course.
And this other guy starts, please get the fuck out of it. Then he pulls out the gun. I'll kill you, nigga. You know, that type of shit. I said, my friend, come here. Give me a hug. Just chill out. Just be cool. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay, man. It's okay.
Did you see the footage?
No.
Oh, listen. Homeboy pulled out a gun. Tyson said, come here. Let me give you a hug.
No, yo, listen.
The world needs more of that.
Listen. I can look at the gentleman's eyes. I knew he didn't want to hurt me. I've dealt with
people. You already knew what time it was.
I knew that. I've dealt with people that wanted to hurt me.
Right, right. You knew what time it was.
Okay, so I knew he didn't want to hurt me.
And he kept saying, Tyson, you a legend, but fuck this nigga.
You cool. Fuck you.
And Tyson, you dealt with that shit in a way where I was like, damn.
Nah, nigga, I'm possessed with so much fucking love, man. That one, niggas want to kill themselves.
Hold on. This is famous clip. I mean, you lived the clip. You was there. Arsenio Hall show. When you showed love, I think it was Sugar Ray.
Muhammad Ali.
And who else?
Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
There was a third person there.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, and No, it was them three.
No, he was the one showing love to them.
Yes.
Like...
And then they asked him if Muhammad Ali would fight him in his prime.
But this is the thing. The idea that is passed around today, that clip, as an example, and I just want to say, what is that an example of to you? Never mind what we think that is an example of. What is an example of to you what that clip represents?
The student giving respect to the master.
That's exactly what I would say.
Definitely.
And it was so evident and so dope.
You know, again, I want to reiterate.
No, I want to reiterate. I saw that nigga at 12 and I'm here talking to you.
What'd you say?
I saw Ali when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And my whole life, I'm here talking to you now.
What?
Rich and all that shit.
What?
Just looking at somebody.
Ali.
Yeah. Fight from fucking distant.
Wow.
I'm serious, nigga.
And Spoffy.
And it changed life.
Yeah.
Some divine shit.
Yeah.
Scary, right? Just look at this nigga now.
What?
Ooh.
What?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert.
Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now, we did see The Hangover. And the white guy did have the tattoo.
Yeah.
You don't like this guy having a tattoo?
Was I love that guy. No, listen, I'm so happy. Listen, that's just part of my whole whatever you think it was, this chain shit.
Right.
That movie. Because by that time, most of the people that saw me at the beginning of my career, were involved in my career, it died.
Wow.
So now different, it was just a different time and a different element of people that never knew me as a fighter and knew me as a actor and stuff.
Right.
And it's pretty humbling. I went to a high school and the teacher, the president had a screen showing the kids some of my fights because they never saw me fight. They thought I was an actor. Yeah, and that was really humbling. When one of the kids said, I think my grandfather told me about you.
Oh, shit.
That was humbling. You want to be humble? Oh, shit. These little ninth grade motherfuckers.
Most kids don't know I rapped before neither. They just say, you podcast, nigga. So
you got to make a Moana movie, bro.
Yo, listen, I'm not going to lie, man. Recession proof. And you've been sitting here humbly.
Nah, he's humbly.
You haven't been saying nothing. No,
listen.
Nah, listen, I'm on here with legends. I'm happy to be here.
Yo,
nah, I'm taking it in the moment, man. With you, with everybody here, man.
Because I'm gonna say something one more time. Because our show has always been about giving people their flowers, and it will always be about giving people their flowers.
It
takes nothing for me to give someone else their props. And I want to say to Recession Proof, I want to say to Mike motherfucking Tyson.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
How much we fucking appreciate your motherfucking ass.
Well, thank you very much.
Because I'm a mafia and mobster fan. But when you talk about where we at right now and where we sitting at, this man built Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh,
Las Vegas. Black people, we didn't come to Vegas to see the mob. We came to fucking Las Vegas to see motherfucking Mike fucking Tyson.
Thank you.
And when you see them Sherlins and you see them big coats, yeah, we knew we was hot. We knew
it was a beautiful time.
But it was a fucking beautiful time.
It was a beautiful time to live.
And we came and we lost our money every time because you knock niggas out in 3 seconds.
But no one was interested about losing our money.
I hopped the chain train one time to go watch your fight, and I was like, fuck.
You did not.
This nigga couldn't wait for me?
That was just my platform, brother. That was just my platform.
He was like, wakana.
I was like, damn, Mike. I wish I had your phone number back then. Like, can you wait like 13 seconds?
Mm-hmm. I gotta crush the world with my feet.
But now you smoking cannabis and chill, you take your time.
And shrooms.
Not and by the way, that smells fuck. What is that? That's smoke chance? Oh,
this
shit.
Is yours, yeah.
Smoke chance?
Yeah. Damn, that is a smoke chance. I had no idea.
Get away.
And you got that gumbo too, y'all, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
no
gumbo. Right. Right. We got smoke chance and gumbo. My job is done.
So tell me.
Yes. You gonna ask me a question?
Can I please?
Yes, because you know I did hot box with Tyson.
This is a lot of fucking calories, man.
Cannabis or
calories?
Yeah, we're fat.
I ain't gonna lie. Sorry. Yeah, I only drink this shit. Wait, I drink this shit, and I drink this.
When I drink, I always had to lose 50 pounds before a fight.
50 pounds?
I'm a pig.
I'm gonna be honest, Tyson. I want to train with you, but I be seeing like the people who hold your boxing gloves, and they don't look like they're having a good time.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to reach your highest potential.
Because I would like to come and, like, spend 2 months with you and train.
Let's do it. We'll film it. I'm in.
But I feel like I feel like...
No, you can do it. I believe in you. Let's go.
It might not be the best thing.
No, it's going to be the best thing in the world
be best
for
thing?
You.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, we're filming. It's good. Let's do it. We're going to do it, right? Everybody's going to leave it.
I feel like my wife, I feel like everyone's going to say, go ahead, go stay with Tyson. But I feel like Tyson might be, you might be making me eat oatmeal at 8 a.m.
No, oatmeal will cause you to be fat.
No oatmeal.
No.
So what is Tyson's regimen? Because I feel like you're a vegan now.
No, I'm vegan based. I eat meat as well.
Oh, you vegan based?
How are you vegan based and eat meat as well? How does that work?
No.
That is
I mean, most of my food is, you know, vegetables. But,
slaughter a pig?
No, I don't eat any animal.
Oh, so,
but
okay.
I might eat a goat or
so ox. Some animals.
Yeah, a bison.
Okay, yeah. There's animals.
Anyway, that's just how I eat. I have to have the leanest meat.
Hey, but that's Tegan.
No. Tegan?
Tyson vegan.
No,
oh,
no.
Tegan, my man. That's a new diet, bro.
Got
let's write the book.
Hey, we all Tegan now.
Recession proof, we write a new book.
We vegan.
Tiger,
but we Tyson vegan.
If you're vegan, then that's gonna be the right success.
That's the new diet.
To becoming beautiful.
Are we down?
Nope.
1, 2, 3. Tiger.
Don't eat it. Don't do it, man.
This hardcore stuff. This man,
hardcore.
You might as well stay that
stay,
way.
Stay, stay.
Stay fat, is what he's saying.
If you go 30 days without eating, this is part of the club.
I did 40 days without drinking recently.
That's better than not eating.
And it was really nice.
Why did you
My wife didn't really like me that much.
No, listen, my best friend the same way. When he stopped drinking, I didn't like his personality.
What?
No, he's very. When he's drinking, he's talking mad shit. When he's not drinking.
So you like the shit talker of him?
Yeah, because that's his spirit. I don't want to see him depressed, down, and giving up.
Yeah.
I understand that. I think that's Drink Champs encompassed.
He pulled my car just now.
That's the Drink Champs.
He pulled my car.
This guy could light this whole fucking place up with some liquor in him. If he don't have no liquor, you won't know he exists.
Dang. That's how my friend Sonny is.
Look at Sonny.
Look at Sonny.
He hasn't drank a thing today.
Not drinking, Sonny?
Yeah.
Sonny was asleep.
Because he forgot he was from Flatbush.
And from Haiti. He forgot he from Haiti, too. Haiti in the building? Haiti in the building?
Haiti in the building? Any Haitian people?
Listen, I did a movie with Sean Penn. I'm at my trailer, right?
Yeah,
and I had no idea. I'm talking to my friend Patient Toby, and next thing you know, I got 5'4". Hey, what about the bo 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 bo? What the fuck are you saying? I got 6 on it, talking.
He said, "Get my mom."
Nigga, I know.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna beat me up later.
I blew my mind.
Let me ask you something,
right?
Because we've all been global, but you are heavyweight champion global.
Of the world?
Of the world. What's your favorite country you visited?
America.
Ooh. Are you a nationalist in that way, though?
No. No, because in this country, you have to suffer for success.
Right.
Mm. We have to suffer for it. So that's why I say this is the best country in the world, because you can be an idiot and come here and work hard and become a billionaire.
So it... Do you feel now, like,
I don't use that word as being the
No, I know. No.
The nigga said you could be an idiot and be a billionaire. That's
no, he just said you could work hard. Trump. No. He just saying if you work, you can wrong. Make it.
No. I'm saying this. When I explain idiot, because in order to be a master, first you have to be an idiot. You know, but I'm not saying an idiot. Like
everybody starts as an idiot. Let's just...
No.
No?
Only an idiot would want to be a master.
I'm fucked up right now.
He killed that. just make noise for it. He killed it. But let me ask you, because I'm watching every documentary, I'm watching all your fights, because I wanted to be a good journalist. And one thing that I kept noticing, that I kept seeing, was Trump Plaza, right? And I'm seeing
he promoted
seeing
all,
Trump,
more of my fights than anybody.
But he wasn't racist back then.
Back then? What the fuck?
Or was he?
How do you define racism?
And how do you define back then?
When you say that a Mexican, all Mexicans is racist, I define that as racism, right? Because he said every one of the Mexicans. And I was offended of that when he made that statement. I was offended of him putting, you know, certain children in, what's those, the little blankets? With the shit.
But just to be fair, it wasn't him necessarily.
I thought that was racism.
His administration.
But when I look back and I see Russell Simmons, I see Mike Tyson, I see Puff Daddy, person that we still doing business, with him right now. And I asked them, and they say, well, he wasn't like that back then.
Well, listen, he wasn't like that because he was giving them free rooms and giving them free tickets. Of course he wasn't like that.
Because you wouldn't afford his fights.
Nah, we're business partners. You know, listen, you could be a business partner with anybody, but yes, we all go to our separate banks. That's just what
right.
it is.
Mm. Right.
This world is a business. Black people are business. Black people are politics.
Why?
White people are politics. They made this world because that's what we are. We don't even know how old we are. How old are you? 55, you say?
Right. No, I'm 44.
How 55, old? I think.
Yo, chill.
No, I didn't say
you're
44.
I'm 55. But how do we look at our age?
How
do we mean?
No, but when
you're 55,
when,
right?
No, but when Trump started to lean towards racism, how did you feel? Like, because you like you had to be like this is not this guy. Or did you say this is this guy?
I don't know. I just know that I have some bad qualities that people could point at too.
Great point.
That's what I know. What's the glass rock shit?
Can't throw rock to the glass.
Yeah,
what did he say? You can't throw rock to the glass. The rocks.
Oh, whatever. That was what I was saying. That's it, but similar to that.
Yo, that was a great answer.
Wait, can I?
You're 55, right?
45.
44. God damn it.
55.
44.
Oh,
man, I was really really grinding at 44. Really grinding with my wife.
But we've been to the Tyson Ranch. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys welcome us.
It's not the Tyson Ranch. It's moved to Tyson 2.0. Tyson Ranch had to go. Tyson 2.0, if you look at it, we're probably the highest established cannabis in the business.
We heard
the, world.
The stats. Yeah. We heard. We got. Yeah, absolutely.
And we started this just as a joke.
Can we have some of the edibles,
yeah,
please?
We
the ears, please.
They stop. I can't get any.
We need to eat ears.
Ears are very. It was too much for me.
It sounds weird.
No, but I just can't handle it. I don't know when it's gonna hit me. I might be talking.
But this is the guy that wanted me to eat all the mushrooms, though.
Listen,
at this guy right here.
I'll be honest with you. I was watching micromanaging.
No, microdosing guy.
Micromanaging.
I'm a
macro.
What are you talking about, bro?
Exactly.
Thalapinga.
This is the reason why
this is
it doesn't
right here, guys.
But why is your shit chocolate and gold? What is that, chocolate and gold?
No, the wrapper is gold. And
you can eat the wrapper.
I'm going to take a piece. I'm going
to
go ahead.
You'll be kind enough to do that.
I'll be kind enough to do that.
Take two, I believe.
Yeah, take
fine.
Two. Take two and just come in the morning.
Tyson.
Oh, please forgive me.
My name is N-O-R-E.
I know.
Not Mike Tyson.
But we're talking about God now. Ooh. We're talking about God. Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Eat that shit.
Just to say God and peace.
Eat that shit, Michi. Eat that shit.
No, please continue eating, brother.
Take a little piece too. We gotta end it? Is that what that says over there?
Tyson gotta go.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't see that
shit?
Tyson gotta go.
Well,
you gotta make
I'll pay for overtime.
Oh, let's go. Eat that shit!
It's a legendary moment. Yo, can I say something?
Yeah, please.
My bad, bro. This is definitely
guys, let's
this is definitely a legendary moment.
Thank God
you guys
he's talking,
it, right?
Yeah, please.
We're bad influence on ourselves.
Yo, listen.
Recession. Make noise for recession. Motherfucking proof.
Listen, this is for everybody that's watching this. This is a legendary moment. Some of you guys probably seen the other legendary moments that was created at Recession Proof, like a $1 million worth of game interviewing Floyd Mayweather.
Shout out to them, bro.
Earn Your Leisure interviewing Rick Ross. Earn Your Leisure interviewing Shaq. This is what we do. I just want to plug in and just tell people, listen, it's a free room that we create legendary moments. So I want to invite everybody, all your Drink Champ listeners, next year we going somewhere legendary. And I want to interview them. Yo, listen, I want to invite everybody in advance that watch and check out this legendary moment. All you got to do is text MSG to 404-737-737. So that way you sit in on another legendary moment when we create another one next year, y'all. Let's get it.
Thank
Make
you.
Some noise.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
California.
And let me say something before we get up out of here.
Recession proof.
Smoke and drink on Drink Champs.
Yeah, it was okay.
But
recession proof, let me just say something. I want to thank you.
I can't believe they still fucking got this show. Y'all got them crazy.
We 6 years in, buddy. We in.
So recession proof, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for continuing to show black success.
Yes,
and the show, let me just be clear. Let's be clear. Because black success always comes in the form of entertainment. And we don't need that. Yeah. What we need is success in every shape, form, and fashion.
Mm. 100%.
I think it's all about the entertainment.
Because everyone thinks entertainment. Every time you think of being successful, they say, well, I want to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I want to be Mike Tyson. Let me just tell you something. You are not
right
going to be the next Mike Tyson. I'm just being honest.
Don't listen to him. You are. You are. If you say you're not, then you're not. Everything you say you are, that's the truth.
It's edutainment. Yeah. Edutainment.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I'll take that too.
How can I think I'm special and made by God? You don't think God can make somebody greater than me?
Hey!
That's just the real talk.
But if you get in the ring and you get... And you get punched in the face.
Or behind and see in.
And you don't like it?
Yeah, that could be problems.
Go to Recession Proof, okay?
Hey!
I like this show a lot.
Hold on, let me tell you something. This is an honor. It is special to Drink Champs. Mike Tyson means so much to the culture, to hip hop.
Your niggas are drunk.
No, we're not drunk. If you come to Miami, we will get drunk with you. Yes. Absolutely.
Nope.
I can barely drink right now because this is weird. But honestly, Mike Tyson means so much to the culture. What he is superseded and he has gone beyond any issue he ever had. He has just overcome everything and is such an example to everybody, whether you be black, Latino, whatever. This is an example right here, everybody. So make some noise for Mike Tyson, the legend.
I'm some legend. I'm afraid of my wife.
We're all afraid of our wives.
I'm afraid of my wife, too.
Oh, I just want to just go in and kiss her.
Right, you're now. Not afraid of your
go,
wife.
Let's go. Let's just do that.
If you're not afraid of your wife, you're not living your life right.
You're not living your life right.
If you're not afraid of your wife, you're not living your
life
right.
I'm afraid of my lady. Yeah. She gonna kill me.
Hey.
I'm dead.
So on that note, you motherfuckers leave
Mike
here.
Mike gotta go, they said, right?
Yeah, Mike.
Make sure you love.
You got people that chocolate, Mike?
Oh, yes. Balls,
you reciprocate.
Okay, balls. What an
and be afraid of your wife, goddamn.
Take it on, nigga.
Oh, you took another piece? Yo!
Don't stop the show.
EFN, I'm so proud of you, bro.
No, it's my birthday. I'm going
it's
in.
Because you and Mike beards. Y'all beards been connected.
Happy birthday. Listen.
It's his birthday.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.